Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Sandpoint Gymnasium, where we're ready for some ladies' basketball here. It's another fine evening out in Sandpoint. Let's welcome our visiting team, Unalaska Raiders. Let's give a nice shout-out and a great hand here for Keisel Tungo, number 10. Number 24, Marina Olsen. Wearing number 32, Kanisha Price. Wearing number 33, Alisa Tungo. Wearing number 54, Louisa Seaman. Wearing number 55, Cheyenne Shishkinoff. Wearing number 11, Kay Gumera. And wearing number 20, Alana Kuchinen. Coach by Julie Herman. That's your Unalaska Raiders. And now a nice round of applause for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Wearing number 4, Madison Thompson. Number 11, Desiree Moback. Wearing number 12, Alyssa Ludvig. Wearing number 34, Don Tezza. Wearing number 5 is Nicole Gunderson. Number 10, Justina. Number 15, Mariana Larson. Number 23, Brianna Mobeck. Number 45, Peyton Stroud. And coached by Emil and George down there. He's sick tonight. All right, nice round of applause. And let's stand and do our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Here is our sportsmanship creed. The ASAA and its corporate sponsors appreciate your attendance at this game. This contest is being played under the authority of the Alaska School Activities Association. Rules provide for fair play and sportsmanship among everyone involved. All participants and coaches are expected to exhibit the highest level of respect for their opponents and the officials. We also expect fans will eagerly support their favorite team by applauding fair play while refraining from negative words and behaviors. Be loud, be proud, but be positive. All right, we have on the floor Raynell Gardner and Coach Pogue as our referees tonight, and I hope you guys brought your sunglasses tonight because Coach Pogue is going to give us a demonstration in that sun reflection. All right, I believe we're ready to play ball. All right, and here we are. You got myself, Pastor Scott Morgan, and Edmund. And we have a tip-off, and I've got to switch up my color scheme there. You know, they say that men are often more colorblind than women, Edmund. And Edmund Cumberledge is here joining me in the sound booth tonight. And the Unalaska Raiders are in the white jerseys tonight. They're wearing the whites with the gold and black. And the Eagles are wearing the blue with the gold trim. So we're just underway. Welcome to another night of ASAA High School Basketball. We have the ladies of Unalaska Raiders and the Sandpoint Eagles are going at it again tonight. Here we are at the Sandpoint Gymnasium. The Raiders have the ball. They're bringing it down. We're just underway, and it'll take me a minute to get caught up on my names again here, but Keisel is running point right now, and she passes down to Marina, who is trying to work the baseline. The ball gets loose and caught up and picked up by Madison Thompson. And just like that, we're still tied at zero, but the Eagles get a turnover, and they're bringing it back down the other way. Alyssa Ludvig has it at the top. The Raiders are in a nice 2-3 zone, but there we go. Nice put up on Madison Thompson down at the low post on the right side. She puts it up, and we have one player for the Eagles who's out on illness tonight. That's Chloe Gardner, number 44 from last night, so we wish her well in recovery. Right now on the floor for the Eagles, we have Don Tezza, Alyssa, Justina, Madison, and Desiree. Here we go. Great shot by Keisel. Puts it up on the left shoulder there, just outside the three-point line, but it doesn't fall. So the Eagles are still ahead at 2-0. The Raiders are playing good ball, really defensive. Desiree has it at the free throw, gets it, turns right off the front iron. Clang comes down. Real scrum going on there with a great hustle by Dantezza and number 55, Cheyenne. But here comes Marina. She brings up the ball. She's got the point. She's up at the top of the key. She's being handled there by Dantezza. She passes off to Kiesel. Kiesel gets it over to Luisa. Luisa puts it back in and up off the iron. Oh, we finally got a score. Nice by Cheyenne to get it up off the iron and drop in for two. We're tied. Well, let's see. I think they got the scoreboard wrong. Now we got 2-2. They had us 4 up. But it's a little confusing because we got the white team is the home, and they're the way school, so it might confuse our scorekeepers down there. But they're coming back on the floor. Here we go. It's 2-2, a tied game. We have a turnover, and the Raiders are coming right back to it. Marina has the ball. She gets it over the right elbow there to Kiesel, who does a nice bounce pass and gets it into 32, Kenesha Price, who is playing that right post. And she tries to go between two defenders, and it looks like we're going to have a reach-in, and she's going to get to go to the line for two. All right. That'll put Kenesha Price to the free-throw line. And she hits and rattles around the horn, and it falls in, and that'll be the first foul on Madison Thompson. We got a couple of substitutions coming in already. Looks like we have number 33, Alyssa, is coming on the floor, as well as Alana Kuchinen. Second one goes up, comes back. Rebound is picked up by Alyssa Ludvick of the Eagles, and she's bringing it up the floor. She loses the handle and has a turnover. She palmed the ball, and right as she was crossing the line, and away she goes. So quick turnover there on the Eagles, and we're the score is 2-3 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. Nice throw in there, and here comes Kenesha Price. She was one of the great contributors last night, but our high scorer, and talking to Coach Julie, our Louisa and Cheyenne last night were her two high scorers, and nice put up there by number 30. She puts that up off the back iron. She just walked across the top of the key and put it down into the low part of the key there, and boom, we're at 2-5. Justina is playing point guard. She has the ball. She drives it. She challenges Marina, who doesn't back up much, and she kicks it off to Dantezza. The Eagles have it, but they're almost lost control. Justina gets it and dribbles out of trouble. She patches it over, and she finds, oh, a nice job by breaking down to the post, and she's going to draw a foul. That was Alyssa Ludvick. Did a nice job of breaking to the basket, and she's going to draw a foul. I believe that was on number 20, Alana Kachutin. So Alyssa Ludvick's going to go, and she'll have a chance. She has a two-shot coming up, so her first one is up and drains it, nothing but net. So that'll bring it 3-5. She's got a chance to bring it within a one-point shot. Goes up, puts off the iron, doesn't get it. The ball's up, the rebound is up in the air, and it's going to be controlled by number 33, Alyssa. And here comes Marina. Marina has the ball. She brings it up the right side. She gets it down into the low post. Covered up there was Kenesha. She had defenders all around her, but we have a traveling. Nice work on the defensive end. We're going to have a half timeout here. Coach Amo is trying to get a timeout called, but they were too busy watching the ball, so we got a 30-second timeout here called by Coach Amo. Well, what a spirited game here. It's still early in the first quarter. There's 4:10 left to go here, 4:20 left to go here in the first quarter, and it is 3-5. So what's your thoughts so far, Edmund?
It's a good game, and everybody's playing hard on defense.
Lots of defensive play on both ends of the court. So far, the Raiders just have a slim lead, and that's because they're able to keep getting that, feeding that ball. They always seem to have somebody breaking in towards the basket. And it's that movement that allows them to keep pushing the ball around. And if somebody breaks in, somebody breaks out, and there's always finding that single open person there. And the ball movement is really well done. Coach Julie has the girls playing at a real high level here. Here come the Eagles. They're back on the floor. They have the ball. They're taking it down. Score is 3-5. Justina has the ball. She feeds it to a driving Alyssa who can't quite get it up. It's off the iron. And here comes number 20. Alana has the ball, and she kicks it back to Marina. Marina brings the ball up. She's met by two. Nice pick up there, number 54. Luisa set up a nice screen. She gets it back over cross court. Nice job there. Cheyenne Shishkinoff puts that ball, gives a little fake, takes a dribble, one step to the basket, and she pops it in for about a 15-footer. It's 7-3 in favor of the Raiders. Dantezza has the ball. She gets it to Justina. Almost loses control, but she gains it. She dribbles back to the top of the key. She's looking for some help. She gets it down to Desiree at the center of the key there. She puts it up. Can't quite get it. The long arms of Alyssa Ludvick are there to try to put it back, but it won't fall. And here comes number 24, Marina Olsen, bringing that ball up. She's working the right side. Now back to the left. Nice pick there by number 54, Luisa. Up in the air. Goes down. Madison has the ball. She gets rid of it, and she gets a rebound. Nice job on the rebound. We're at 3 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Nice job by Dantezza trying to get it up, but clean block there. Nice, clean stuff on that shot, robbing Dantezza of an easy layup here. But here comes Marina. She gets down a long post. There's Key. Key Sal was down at the post. Excuse me, Key Gumera. Pardon me. I missed that transition. I just saw the one and not the other number there. Sorry about that. Nice job by Kay Gamera as she was set up on the post. Here comes Marina. She puts it up. Can't quite find the iron. It's going out of bounds. Last touched, I believe. We're waiting for the refs to call. Looks like it's going to be off of blue and still going to stay possession to the Unalaska Raiders. Inbounds comes by number 32, Kenesha Price. Marina has the ball. She kicks it out to the top. Now we have Keysel up on the ball. Nice over cross-court pass to Marina. She drives the baseline, weaving through traffic. She's down between four.
Three and key.
We have too many seconds in the key. While Marina was working in there, we had one of her fellow competitors, teammates, was just too long in the key along with her. So too long in the key, and that was a turnover. We're at 3-7 with 2:22 left to go. Here come the Eagles. Alyssa Ludvick has it. She finds Brianna, who has stepped down to the floor. She pitches over to Justina. Justina dribbles in, looks to the right side, kicks all the way back to Alyssa, takes a look at a long two, steps back. Justina puts up a long three off the front iron. Rebound comes down, picked up by Nicole, but she loses in the shuffle. Quick turnaround there by, I believe that was Luisa. No, that was Cheyenne, excuse me. Marina has the ball. She gives it back to Cheyenne. She takes a look at a three, but she gets it right inside. Cross court to Keysel. Up and oh, no, off the iron, doesn't come down. Rebound by Mariana Larson. Justina has the ball. She covers it up. Now allows the Raiders to race on by, and they sit up on defense. Justina's dribbled into the top of the key, almost loses a handle on it, gives it to Alyssa. Alyssa drives in, kicks back out. She's there setting up. The defense on the Raiders is just almost impenetrable at this point. We have a nice 2-3 box out going. The Eagles are moving around, but the Raiders have the ball. Nice job by moving. Alyssa has a chance to put it up, but can't quite get it. And let's see what that call is.
I think it might have been a...
That was going to be a blocking foul on number 10, Justina, for the Eagles, as Marina grabbed the rebound and was charging back up the court. So we're going to have that'll be the second team foul on the Eagles. Here comes Marina Olsen. We're down to a minute left to go here in the first quarter. It is 7-3. It's low scoring, but nice job. We're going to have a blocking foul on Alyssa Ludvick. She stepped into the way, but she didn't quite get it there. And, of course, lots of seats here if you're able to get into Sandpoint tonight. The weather has cleared up a little bit. Great effort there on a shot, but the rebound was picked up by Mariana Larson for the Eagles, and here they come with 54 seconds left to go. Nice pass to Alyssa on the left elbow here. She's looking. She dribbles out. Trying to find some help here. Get the Lady Eagles moving. Justina has the ball. She drives in, gets kicked back out. That 3-2 box has her zoned up. Nice bounce pass to Mariana. Kicked back over to Brianna. The girls are moving the ball, but they just can't get it to the basket. They're down to 30 seconds left to go here. You got to get the ball into the basket here. Justina's got the ball. She's got to drive to the basket. She's going to miss out on her 5 seconds here if she doesn't get moving. There, nice throw down to Alyssa. It opens up. She can't quite get it to fall down. We're going to have a blue ball. Last touch by number 54, Luisa Seaman, was working really hard to get that ball on the rebound, and she almost had it. We're down to 18 seconds left to go. Eagles ball underneath their own basket. Here comes a throw in by Justina. Gives it to Alyssa. Alyssa pops it up. Off the iron, comes down. Mariana touches it. Bounces off of her hands against Cheyenne. Out of bounds again. In come for the Eagles at 14 seconds left to go. Looking for some help. Justina has the ball. She gets it in downtown to Alyssa. They're trying to find some help. They kick it out to Justina. Justina looks at a three-pointer, and it goes in. Downtown three-pointer. It's 6-7 with 5 seconds left to go. And here comes Marina. She's being challenged for the time. She puts off a last-second shot, goes to the floor with it, wants a blocking foul against Justina, doesn't get it. So at the end of the first quarter, it is 6-7 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. Nice job, ladies, on all counts. What do you have to say, Edmund?
I think both teams are playing very good defensively. Are working the hardest on offense, but can't make their shots fall.
If both of them are putting balls up, I think the Unalaska Raiders are a little more selective on their shots.
Yes.
And therefore, they're running ahead. But that last three-pointer by Justina looked off balance, but it managed to just go in, didn't have a lot of rattle to it. So nicely done here. We got just a couple of seconds. I don't know if you want to give a shout-out to the sponsors down there, Annie. But go ahead and take it away. We'll pitch it down to Annie and give her a chance to get a list out on the sponsors there. All right, and we've got it back here. We're just about ready to start the second period here. And you are listening to 89.7 FM KUCB in Dutch Harbor, Unalaska. Thanks for tuning us in. You are listening to the warbled voice of Pastor Scott Morgan, along with his cohort, Sir Edmund, running the sound booth tonight with me, one of our young middle schoolers who's got an eye and an interest on radio broadcasts here. Here we go. The underway now, just starting the second period. The Raiders have a one-point lead at 7-6. A quick turnover, but a quick recovery there by Louisa Seaman, and she recovers that bouncing around ball. We have Marina's being guarded there, but she drives through the defenders and takes it right down the middle of the court and pops it in for two, and just like that, it's now a three-point lead for the Raiders. Here come, great push out there by number 55. Cheyenne had a hand on the ball and got it to push out. Brianna's going to come off the floor, and Justina's coming back on, or Dantez is coming back on the floor. Justina is still out there. I'm going to give a shout out to Chloe Gardner, who's down under the weather tonight, one of the Lady Eagles that was a starter last night. So I can tell you that the Eagles are playing good. Nice throw in, but off the line, and Nicole stepped too far for Willis's practice, and quickly picked up, and here comes Marina. She's down. Nice work on the defensive end, but not good enough. Marina Larson had a nice cover-up, but it didn't stop the offensive prowess of number 32, Kenesha Price, who took that right up off the wall. Here come the Eagles the other way at 6-11. It's a five-point lead. Oh, Mariana had it for the Eagles, but popped right out by Cheyenne Shishkinoff, and she comes down. She feeds it down to Kenesha, who drives right by a smaller Justina, puts it up, doesn't go in. They get the rebound, and here comes Justina, pops up off the floor and grabs the ball, taking it right the other way. She tries to weave through traffic. We're going to have a reach in. Let's see, we have a substitution coming in. Looks like we had a reach in foul by Marina, that's her first foul. We have a throw-in under the Eagles' basket, so Dantez is on the floor. She finds the breaking Desiree, who puts it up. I'll see if the basket counts, because it looks like she was fouled on the way to the hoop. Going to count that basket and give her a shot at the line. Let me see who that foul was on. They'll have that posted here in a second. She just gets one more attempt here. That foul was on number 32, Kenesha Price. Desiree has the ball. She puts it up off the iron, racing Dantez. She gets the ball stopped. She dribbles out. She's running and she finds Desiree, kicks it back out to Justina, looking at a long three, and she sinks a long three, and we should be tied all at 11. Nice going to the ladies. We're tied at 11 all at 6:01 left to go here in the first half. And here comes East
Down. now I will let that game be handed off to KUCB in Unalaska. If you want to go
all
on
right.
and follow the Eagles, they will be carried live on KUCB, KUCB.org.
Oh, and a quick turnover just like that. A little excited there from Cheyenne, number 55, had that pass.
Alaska. We're going to be featuring
and,
the boys.
Put it back around. We have a turnover, so we're 5:41
Raiders
left to go.
Here, right about
7:30 coming back.
Get the board
quickly
ready, conference
up,
open.
And Dante has the ball, and she's got it over on the right elbow. She gets it down, but a bad interception there, and quickly picked up by number 36. Right, that's very quick hand. And I'm not sure what the feedback is, but I got a lot of stuff on the air here. Nice down post, but a great spot by Des Reed, but the rebound was picked up by number 20, Alana. He puts it out. Great save. Another attempted pass in there. There's just a little bit here. Don Tessa gets a hand on that pass and deflects it, and Justina has the ball. She drives it down, gives it to Don Tessa, who puts it in for two, and that's the first lead of the night for the Eagles. The Eagles are 13, and the Misty Raiders are at 11. Here comes Marina. He's down, drives the baseline. We had a nice poke out here, but as Marina gathered the ball, she stepped on the line, and here we have it. So if you're just finding us back on the dial, this is Pastor Scott. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. And we're in Sandpoint listening to high school basketball ladies style. And the Eagles have the ball. We're at 4:40 left in the first half. And bad pass there and a turnover on the Eagles. The Eagles have a small two-point lead. It's 13-11 on a quick exchange. But here comes Keith Sell. Bounce passes into number 32, Kanisha, who puts it up. The basket is going to count. Let me see. I'm waiting to see. No?
Yes,
it did count. We're now tied at 13, and number 32, Kanisha Price, is going to get a shot at the free throw line. So here we are. We're at 4:27 left to go in the second period. The game is tied up at 13 all. And that shot goes up by Kanisha. She gets her own rebound on a hard bounce from the iron. She drives into her own player, knocks down number 20, Alana, who pops up, but they miss the ball and the rebound. We're still tied at 13. Here comes Justina. Justina has dropped in 2 3-pointers so far. Dantezza gives a fake, passes it over to Alyssa. She backs up for Marina. She's looking. She's getting the set. The Eagles are trying to get some movement down here. They've got to get a rotation going so they can figure out that weave. Here comes Dantezza. She's being tightly guarded by Alana, who's gotten all over her. Here comes Alyssa trying to drive it out. She spins away from a moving Alana. Alana's got some quick hands. Justina has it in the traffic. She puts it up on the elbow, and she drops it in from a long two. She's hot tonight. She's at 15-13, Justina is. She was not playing very well last night. I think the girls were just glad to be home and having a couple days off here. But here come the Raiders. They've got the ball down to the low post, contested there by Desiree, but number 32, Kanisha Price, has elevation. She goes up and drops it in. We're tied at 15 with 3:22 to go in the first half. Here come the Eagles. Have it on the left elbow. Justina drives up to the top. She's looking for some help. The Eagles aren't moving around. Madison comes down to the post. She can't get around. The great defense there. Nice effort by Justina. Goes up, comes down. Madison gets the rebound, can't get it. It comes down into four Raider players. Nice job picking it up. Here comes Marina Olsen. She's driving up on the left side. Quick downtown pass to Kiesel. Kiesel brings it back around to the top to Marina. Marina takes a look, and she kicks over to number 20, Alana. Down into the upper post, drives back down to the paint, but quick ball. Handling movement by Madison Thompson. She slaps the ball out of the air, gets it to the ground, and we have another turnover. And coming back to the Eagles, down to Desiree. Picks it up on the post, gives it to Dantezza, who sinks the long two. And it's 17-15 in favor of the Eagles. It's 2:28 left to go in the first half. Here comes the Raiders, though. Kiesel inside at the upper elbow. She can't quite make it go in. It comes down. It's contested on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball between Desiree and 33, Alyssa Tungle is on the floor. It looks like there's some substitutions coming in. Nice job by the gals who've been out there on the floor. Good rotation by Julie. The seniors are working hard. Looks like they're, Marina is just getting cleared in from the coach Julie to make sure who's on the floor. And I think we have a short timeout called. Looks like we have a full timeout called, and they're trying to get sorted out things on the scoreboard here with Coach Julie. And they'll get it sorted out. We're at 2:16 left to go in the first half. It's been a tight-spirited game. It's 17-15 in favor of the Eagles. And it's been a very fast-moving second period. So it is... she didn't know if it was, they're trying to figure out if that was a full or a half, but they're going to get a full timeout while they get all that sorted out. And nice going on the floor tonight. I can see that the Eagles, the gals are playing with a little more spirit in their hands tonight on defense. They got those hands moved around. They're not just giving up the easy passes.
No, they're not.
And the Raiders, they had a good day today. I talked to Miss Julie. He said they had hoped to go out and do a little beachcombing here, but we were in just the bottom end of the gale force winds out of the northeast, so it didn't make any of our easily accessible beaches very pleasurable this afternoon. So they had a good time, though. If you're listening back at home, they got to go walk around town a bit, and they had lunch, I think, down at the Harbor House Cafe, which is our little spot in the harbor there that services the fleet. Does a nice job down there, and they had a good time. So they're being well cared for up here in Sandpoint, and they're looking for a wait break in the weather. But here we go, back to action, 2:15. The Eagles in their blue uniforms with the white letters are at the top. They're playing down in here. We have Alyssa Ludwig. She finds Madison, who puts it up and dinks in for two. And we're a four-point lead for the Eagles. But here come the Raiders. They have no slowdown in their step. And Cheyenne has the ball. She kicks it back to the top to Marina. Marina's fighting up against Brianna Robeck. She gives it over to Alana. Alana drives the paint, gets it back out to Louisa. Louisa comes down, and she finds Cheyenne on the far side. She's boxed up by two. Louisa has the ball, and Marina gets it at the top of the key, and she's pushing it back again. Nice reach around by Madison. Get a hand on the ball. Disrupted a little bit, but we're going to have a reach-in foul on Justina. And she was working too hard to be disruptive, and she's going to get caught for a little reach-in foul. At least I think that's what I saw.
Yes.
There we go. My scorekeeper is not quite as fast as my brain thinks I am, and yep, that's the first known foul on Justina. But here comes the ball's back in play. Quickly in and out, down to Kiesel at the left shoulder there. She puts it up off the iron, backs off the glass, and drops in for two. It's only a two-point lead now for the Eagles, and here come the Eagles. They're moving up the right side. Brianna's on the ball. She's looking for some help. We're going to have a little hand action, a reach-in foul on number 10, Kiesel. All right, so we're down at 1 minute and 11 seconds to go. We've got an exchange coming here. Peyton Stroud is coming on the floor. Brianna Mobeck is coming off. Marina has set up her defensive position. She's watching her player in the post. Here comes the throw in. Justina has the ball. She's going to work back around the top. She's waiting for some help. She's getting Peyton to come into position. Now we've got people circling around. Desiree has the ball at the upper post. She's looking for some help. She spins, she turns, she kicks it back to Justina. Cross court to Alyssa. Alyssa takes a look at a long three, and she drains the three from downtown. It's 22-17 with 47 seconds left to go. Here come the Raiders. Nice pressure here by the Eagles coming up. Kiesel has the ball. She's working up the point. She finds 54. Oh, a nice job by Louisa Seaman on a long two-pointer. She drops it in. It's 22-19. 32 seconds left to go. Here come the Eagles. Alyssa Ludwig's walking it up like it's the start of the period. Peyton Stroud almost didn't catch the pass, but she did. She's walking back, and she takes too many little stutter steps, and she's traveling. Peyton's got to keep working on that. A nice job by Marina right there. She reaches over and tells Peyton it's okay. Keep playing the game. Peyton's one of our young freshmen on the floor. Nice crossover pass. Great feed from Marina to Louisa, excuse me there while I catch my breath. And it's 22. It's just a one-point game with 9 seconds left to go. Put the ball in the hoop. Quit walking around. Alyssa, you're down to 5 seconds. Somebody shoot the ball. Oh, I can't believe they haven't paid attention. There we go. There comes the ball, and that's going to be the buzzer. Alyssa is too tired. I don't think she could see what the ball was doing. But there it is at the end of the half, folks. It is 22-21 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Annie, are you there? Been a spirited game so far. We're going to turn it over to Annie. It's halftime. She's going to give a shout-out to her sponsors, and we'll pick it up back here in about 9 minutes.
All right, thank you.
You betcha, Annie. And the score at half, if you were interested, was 22-21 in favor of the Eagles. I'll pick you back up in about 9 minutes.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for turning in to 89.7 KUCB-FM in the Unalaska Dutch Harbor. This is Pastor Scott Morgan, and my sidekick is Sir Edmund Cumberledge here. We're just getting underway at the start of the third period, the second half, and a quick tip away. The Raiders have the control, but nice job on the defense there by Desiree Mobeck. She tipped the ball away but controlled, and that ball went off the irons and picked up by Alyssa Ludvig, and here comes Justina. Quick fast break to Madison. She dribbles out. Justina looking at another three. She puts it up off the iron, goes up high, can't control it. It's going to be last touch by number 32, Kanisha Price. Goes out of bounds. The Eagles have it in under their own basket. Again, welcome back to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're enjoying it. I apologize for any name mispronunciations, but that comes from just being an old guy and farsighted, nearsighted. Oh, a great pass by Justina down to Alyssa at the post and interrupted there by number 32. And it comes back into Dantez, trying to fight her way through. She can't get it. She's boxed out by three. Good collapsing defense there by the Raiders. Score is still 22-21, same as we left at halftime. No changes. Justina has the ball. She gets it down to Dantez. Dantez tries to get it up over the arms of number 54, Louisa Seaman, but she can't quite do it. Louisa grabs that interception, and she has the ball. She brings it back down, and here come the Raiders, and they're quickly moving the ball. Wide open, Cheyenne takes it, can't quite get it, rolls off the rim, comes back down, finds Louisa, high off the glass, gets her own rebound coming down. We're going to have a jump ball. That was going to be a jump ball, and possession goes back to the Eagles, so they're going to have a throw in. Marina is working with Coach Julie to make sure they're in line and coming up, and she's got a nice command. Dantez has the ball up at the right elbow here. She looks, she gets it down low to Justina. She's back around. Alyssa Ludvig brings it back up on top. She comes out there by Cheyenne. Cheyenne's got a good job guard. Justine's down at the top of the key, working on the point guard here. She kicks it downtown to Desiree, but she can't keep a hand on it, trying to catch that ball in the midst of six other arms coming in for the Raiders. Nice bounce pass by Marina, goes up, doesn't quite find where it needs to go, picked up by Madison Thompson. Quickly, Justina's coming up the floor. We're still at 22-21. Dantez has the ball. She takes a look at a long two, can't get it. Marina's there. She picks it up. She's racing coast to coast. She's going to go down. She puts it up, can't get it. Alyssa Ludvig's there to grab the rebound. Here comes Justina running back down. She almost loses it in traffic, trying to tip that ball away. Bounce pass to Dantez. She puts it up. It comes off the iron. Ripped off there by number 54, Louisa Seaman. Here comes Marina. We're still at 22-21. We're at 5 minutes left to play in the third period here. Ball comes down, and we're going to have a jump ball. That time possession should go to... And we're going to have a substitution in. It looks like Alana Kachutin is coming in, and Kiesel is going to sit down for a minute. Oh, and Alana comes in, gets the ball, puts it up, can't quite get it, gets the rebound. Comes back, Marina loses the hand on, but she quickly regains it, kicks it off to Cheyenne over the right side. Cheyenne to Louisa. Louisa pitches hard back over. And I didn't see where the foul is here. I'll see it here in just a second. And it looks like that's going to be another foul on Desiree Mobeck. That's the first foul on Desiree. The girls have done a good job of staying out of foul trouble, but being very aggressive. Here comes the ball in. Alana has the ball at the top. She finds Louisa. Louisa puts it down, can't get it. Desiree's there, gets the rebound. Here come the Eagles. Alyssa Ludvig has the ball. She throws it ahead to Justina, but it goes through Justina's hands and out of bounds. Going to be controlled. Another substitution coming in. We're going to have... Number 33, Alyssa Tungle, coming on the floor, and I believe that's Louisa Seaman going to sit down for just a second. We're still at the same score, 22-21, as we're going into the third period here. We played almost half of it down to 4:51 now. Marina has the ball. They're working on the right side. Cheyenne takes a look at a long two and drains that one. Just a shot put of a shot, and it goes in, and now the Raiders are ahead by one, 23-22. Lots of space up here. Oh, and we're going to have an attempted steal there by number 20, Alana. But Dantez is able to keep her hands on it here. Alana has no fear of getting in and playing that ball hard. Nice job by Marina. She finds a trailing Alana, who does a nice bounce pass around to a wide-open 33, Alyssa Tungo, and there's another 2 points. So there, now quickly, it has been a logger jam of no points scored, and it's 22-25. We have a halftime called by Coach Emil Moback of the Sandpoint Eagles. Coach Julie is congratulating her team members. Each one is doing a good job. Everybody is held. All right, so everybody gets squared away on how long the timeout is, and the score is 22-25. Yeah, it was a real blustery day here in Sandpoint, but the weather is cleared off. We've gone from a gale warning down to a small craft advisory. The winds were still out of the northeast, but they've tapered right off. Just a little bit of light drizzle out there, so it's a nice night for getting out and about. Lots of good basketball here. It's a tight game here at Sandpoint Gym. It's 22-25 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. They take the floor. They're wearing their white uniforms with the black letters and the gold trim, and the Eagles are in their blue uniforms with the light letters, and here comes Dantez as she gets the ball to Justina, and we're underway. 4 minutes left to go here in the third period. Alyssa has the ball at the right elbow. She's looking for some help. Moving Desiree, walks around, gets down. She tries to drive the baseline. She loses the handle on it and quickly picked up there by Alana. She grabs a loose ball, and she kicks it back to Marina. Marina's bringing it up as a point guard. She walks across. Nice little pick set there by Kenesha Price. Here comes Alana. She drives down to the baseline. She kicks it out to Cheyenne for a long two. It goes in, rattles around, and drops for two more. 27-22. It's a five-point lead for the Raiders. They found the rhythm, and they found the ball to drop, and they're coming on strong. Here's Dantez at the right elbow. She takes the ball. She throws it down to Desiree, who drives the baseline, can't quite get it up over the top of the rim. It comes out, grabbed by Alana Kachutin, down on the floor. And it looks like we're going to have a reach-in knockdown foul on Desiree. That'll be her second foul on Desiree. 3 minutes left to go here. It's 22-27. Here comes Marina. Little half-court press going on by the Eagles, but Alana gets the ball, changed right by, puts it over into the hands of 32, Kenesha. She can't get it, but right there backing her up is number 33, Alyssa Tungo, and she gets the ball and puts it back and drops it in for two, 29-22. The Eagles have kind of been stymied here. Alyssa has the ball down to Desiree. She's looking for some help. She gives it back to Dantez, out to Justina. Justina does a running drive layup, and she can't quite make it fall, but she's going to get a reach-in foul. I'm not sure who's going to get charged with that, but there were three Raider teams and teammates there, and one of them stuck their hand out a little bit too long. Let's see who they put that foul on. That's going to be the second foul on Marina Olson. A little reach-in there as she was guarding the paint. Justina has a chance to bring us up. She's got two shots coming up. She gets the first one off the back iron. It doesn't go in. On the floor, we have another substitution. Looks like we have Nicole Gardner on the floor, as well as Brianna Moback, Dantezza, Justina, and Desiree. Second one goes up, drops in, nothing but net. That'll take it down to a six-point lead for the Raiders. Here comes the press by the Eagles. They're crisp, but the Raiders know how to throw that ball around and get rid of it, bring it right up the court. Alana Kachutin was driving at the point. She gets the effort of the pass and puts up a long 12-footer and drops it in for two, and it's 31-23. Just giggling all the way down the floor. They're happy and smiling what they're doing well. Dantez has the ball. Alana Kachutin is picking her up. Nice pass the ball. We're going to get a foul on number 33, Alyssa Tungo. Had a little too much body contact as she was guarding Desiree. Going to have a throw in underneath the Eagles' basket. Justina has the ball. She finds Brianna. Brianna gets the ball, rips it back. She gets it off to Dantez, who tries to save the ball, and we're going to get it over and back. So it's going to be a turnover against the Eagles, and it's going to come back to the Raiders. Raiders are ahead 23-31. 8-point lead. Nice work. Stepping into it. Cheyenne gets it from a long two on the right elbow. She can't get it. Rebound comes way out to Kiesel. She gets it back to Marina. Down to Kiesel. Over at the elbow. She finds at the top of the post, number 32, Kenesha Price. She takes a bounce, dribbles in, and she's going to get fouled on the way to the line. And I believe that foul is going to go against number 5, Nicole Gunderson. And that's her second foul. She has the ball. Kenesha puts it up, drains the first one, nothing but net. Girls are very encouraging of one another on the floor for both teams here. She has the ball. She puts up the second one, and that one comes up. Nice arc, drains, nothing but net. Here come the Eagles. Now they're behind by 10. They're going to have to work hard to dig out of this one and come back up and keep it exciting. They played a little lackluster once that juggernaut opened up here at the top of the third. Nice pass by Justina up off the glass. Can't make it fall. Don Tether has a good look at it, but the rebound there to number 55, Cheyenne. Here come the Raiders. A look at a long three. Doesn't make it. Air ball picked up by Nicole underneath the basket. Here comes Justina. It's down to a minute left in the third period. Justina has the ball. Kicks back to Brianna. Looks at a long two up off the iron. Can't get it. There's Cheyenne covering up, grabbing the ball. We're at a minute 10 left to go. Cheyenne's going to dribble it up the court, giving everybody a break. Picks it back to Marina. Cross court to the left side. Kiesel has the ball. She tries to get in. Gets tipped away, but recovered there by Marina. Marina bounced to the low post, and nice job feeding number 32, Kenesha Price, and she puts it in for two more. It's 23-35 in favor of the Raiders. Here come the Eagles. They're trying to get back into this thing. They're going to have to get some baskets to fall. Dantezza has the ball. Looks like we have a substitution coming on the floor. One for the Eagles. Mariana Larson is coming on the floor. And we also have, who did I miss? Sorry about that. Oh, it looks like number 11, Kay Gumera, is on the floor. All right, waiting for the refs to get sorted out between each other. We have a throw-in on the Eagle possession. Nicole has the ball. She gives it to Justina, tries to get it up, but Marina's long arms outstretched. She takes it down, stops, and put it up, but she's going to have a traveling foul. Nobody touched her, but she kind of stopped, and then she took an extra sliding step forward. So that's going to be a turnover. We're still at 23-35. We're down to 25 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Justina has the ball. The girls are working to set up, trying to get some space. Open up. They got to keep moving around. Down to Dantezza. Dantezza at the low post. But she spins and lifted up that pivot foot after traveling and a turnover on the Eagles. Here comes the Raiders coming back the other way. 16 seconds left to go in the third period. Marina has the ball, and she's bringing it up the court. She comes over the half-court line and gives it way down to Cheyenne, who looks at a three, kicks it back to Louisa, puts it back down. Air ball picked up by Madison. Here comes Justine at the buzzer. She puts it up, finds the back iron, but can't find the net. There we are at the end of the three periods. Fast finishing end of the third period, but we are at 23-35. So I'll give a little time for Annie to give a shout out to the sponsors.
And Raiders basketball game is sponsored by Horizon Lines, Alaska's number one domestic shipping company. Horizon Lines serves the needs of Alaskans statewide with weekly vessels calling Anchorage, Kodiak, Charter, and Tacoma. Good luck, Raiders. And by the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, securing jobs on the waterfront for over 80 years. Good luck, Raiders. Unity and strength win games. So third quarter is now over, and we will be heading back to the gym in a little bit.
Scott Morgan here, sitting in the Sandpoint Gymnasium. Thanks for tuning in to 89.7 KUCB FM. We are just getting ready to start the fourth and final quarter of this match. It is 23-35 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. Eagles have the ball as we start the fourth quarter. Marina is guarding Justina very well. Justina puts the ball long downtown, finds Dantezza, puts it over to Madison Thompson, who's going to catch a foul in the act of shooting. She caught the ball at the low post, spun to put it in, and had a wrist on a hand on her wrist and slapped it up. And I didn't see who the foul was on. Looks like that would be the first foul on number 54, Louisa Seaman. Madison's first shot goes up, hits the iron, and kicks way out right. Madison has the ball, puts the second one up, back off the iron. Nicely done by Marina, taking up the position, catching that rebound post, and she catches the ball. Quick feed down to Louisa Seaman, who puts the ball out in play. And I believe she's going to be fouled in the act of... Yeah, it looks like... That foul is going to be on Madison Thompson, who is blocking, and number 54, Louisa Seaman, has the ball. She sets that one up and drops it in, gets nothing but net on the way down. It's 23-36 in favor of the Raiders. Second one goes up. Top rattles round, comes down up in the air, rebound controlled by the Eagles. Here comes Justina. She's racing ahead of the crowd. She's got a beat couple. She gets into trouble. She kicks it over to Alyssa, who takes a look at a three and kicks it back out. We've got a lot of movement on the ball. Mariana has the ball, gives it back to Justina, puts it up for a long three. Rebound comes back in his last touch by one of the Raiders. Comes throwing back in. There were 7 minutes left to go in this game in the fourth quarter. Down to Madison, who puts it up in the air, but had a nice block there by number 55, Cheyenne. Just got enough hand on it, but it dribbled out of bound on that block, and so it comes throw in again. Here comes Justina looking for some help. She gets it out to Dantezza, takes the bounce, puts it up off the iron, can't get it. Oh, but recovered there by Justina. She takes it back, she puts it up, and she can't find home. Cheyenne has the ball. She's covered up by Dantezza, but she finds an outlet in Marina. Marina's got the ball, bringing it back up where it's under 7 minutes to go here. Nice quick throw there. Finds Louisa, but she gets the ball rolled off. Nice placement by Madison, but the ball goes out of bounds. Good defensive play by Madison to pull that ball off Louisa's fingers. We have a substitution coming in. Looks like Mariana Larson is going to sit down, and Desiree Moback is coming back on the floor for the Eagles. Nice throw in. Marina has the ball, kicks it back to Louisa. She's up off the iron, can't find home. But Cheyenne's right there to recover. Back to Marina at the top, feeds it down in. Finds Heesel. She drives around the perimeter. She finds some help. Marina takes a look at a long three. She puts it up and drains the hoop. That'll take it to 39-23. The Raiders are playing some fastball here. The Eagles are trying to keep up. It's the fourth period here, but the Eagles are working hard. Alyssa Ludwig has the ball, kicks it out across court to Justina, finds trailing Madison back, puts it back to Dantezza on the right elbow. Back to Justina at the top now on the outside of the three-point, looking for some help. Telling the girls to move. Move the ball. Move the ball. Here's Justina. She loses a handle on the pass, and it rolls out right into Marina's hands. Bad turnover on the Lady Eagles, but here comes the ball, almost intercepted by, but that one will pay back. It went up off the back iron and rolls right down into Desiree Mobet's hands. Here come the Eagles. It's 23-39. Alyssa Ludwig has it. She takes a look at a three, but she's going to dribble up instead. People are moving around. They find Dantezza back at the three, gives it down to Desiree, who gets the hand rolled off the backside and can't quite get it. Nice job by Cheyenne. Marina has the ball. 5 minutes to go. Marina dribbles right to the free throw line, stops and pops that in. No traveling that time, and she picks up another deuce on her favor. It's 41-23. Almost intercepted by Marina as she comes down to deflect the ball, and now she's back over in the center taking up her defensive position. Here comes Alyssa. She feeds it down to Madison. Looks like we're going to get a little foul on Louisa Seaman, who had a little reach in there around the hands of Madison as she was picking up the ball. Not a shooting foul, because we're only at 4 fouls apiece for each team, so no extra bonuses yet. We're at 5:04 left to go in this period. the Unalaska Raiders are definitely in the lead at 41-23, but the Lady Eagles are working hard. Nice work there by breaking Desiree to get the ball on the way to the basket. And we're going to get another foul on Marina Olson. That'll be, I think that's going to be her third. Let's see. Maybe it's only her second, waiting for the scoreboard to catch up with me there. Desiree has the ball. She settles down, puts that first one up, off the back iron, rattles around, goes in the bucket, and shoots it back out. No score there. Here comes Desiree Mobach. She has it. She squats down. She puts that ball up. Little rotation off the back iron, comes down. Can't quite control it. But right there is Alana Kachutin. She gets the ball, and quickly the Raiders are coming back up the floor. We're 5 minutes left to go in this contest, and the Raiders have a commanding lead. Alana Kachutin drives the basket, then kicks it back out to Marina. She goes cross-court and finds Kiesel, who does a bounce pass over to Alana. Alana steps down to Kiesel, looks at a long two, back to Alana. The girls aren't playing keep away. They're just choosing their time to come in. Great feed to that low post, number 32, Kanisha Price. She takes it, puts it up off the glass, just textbook like it's designed. It's a 20-point game. Nice pokeaway defense there by Marina. She pops that ball out of bounds on a near steal, controlled by the Eagles. Comes into Alyssa. She catches the ball, turns around, hits the iron, can't get it, but the recovery there by number 32, Kanisha Price. Here come the Raiders. They have a 20-point lead. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. Nice drive down to the post. Bounce back to Kanisha. Kanisha is all covered up there, so she kicks it out to Marina. Marina drives, stops, pulls up, drives again. Down to the low corner. Bounce pass in, but picked up and intercepted that time by the quick hands of Justina. Justina has the ball. She's driven it up. Raiders come back and set up in their 2-3. Now they're in their man-to-man. They're working hard. The Eagles are trying to get into the post, get some position down there. They step in and out. Nice job by Brianna to get back. She feeds her sister. Can't quite get up enough height on that ball. Comes down and recovered by Alana. Still 20-point separation here. 23-43 in favor of the Raiders. Kiesel has the ball on the left side. She finds Marina. Back over to the right with Alana. They're moving that ball forward, but just did enough to keep them busy. Every time the ball changes, the girls on the post are rotating around. It's nice to see the movement there. Here come the girls trying to switch it up. Kiesel on the left now. She takes the ball, drives the top of the key, feeds it back. Looking cross-court to give it. Nope, gives it back to Kiesel. They're talking to the girls over here. The Eagles saying, come on, set the defense. But they can't. They do a nice job. Kanisha Price works over to the near post and gets the feed and tries to go up. And she's going to be bumped there. I believe that'll be number four, Madison. That brings both teams at five fouls, and it's still a 20-point lead. It's 23-43 in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. That shot goes up and drains it. Nothing but net. Great free throw shooting there by number 32, Kanisha Price, tonight. We have some substitutions coming on the floor. Looks like we're going to have Kay Gumera on the floor, Alana, Marina, Kanisha, and Cheyenne. Second shot goes up, and it finds Hayter there. It's 23-45, a 22-point lead. Here come the Eagles trying to get some help back points on the floor. They haven't scored much in the second half. The defense of the Raiders have just been all over them, keeping those easy shots off. Get it down to Madison. Finally gets the post play fed to her. Gets it up and puts it in, and she's at 25-45 now. That's almost the fewest points I've seen in a long time. Raiders come right back, though. Nice feed to Kanisha Price on the low post, and she drops in. It's 25-47, 2:34 left to go. Desiree has the ball. She dribbles down. She's looking for some help. Kicks it back out to Alyssa. Finds Justina. She puts it up for a long three, and she drains the three. 28-47. Pretty-looking shot. Just not enough of those to come around to make the score. Eagles are slow getting back on defense, and the Raiders are just setting up, playing the clock. They've got 2 minutes left to go. Marina feeds down, well-positioned number 11, K. She puts up the shot. It rolls off the top. Nice feed by Marina Olson there to K. Gumera, who puts up a shot. trying to see who got fouled in the process there. But it's a turnover I see coming by. And Coach Julie's instructing how they can block and how they can't block, doing nice work on the sidelines there throughout the game. Here come the Eagles. They're down quite a bit, 28-47. Post down to Mariana Larson, puts it up off the side iron, can't get it. Foul comes down. Alana Kachutin has an opportunity to pick it up. She can't get it. Side out for the Eagles. We're at a minute 45 left to go. Dantezza has the ball ready to throw in. Way downtown, finds Desiree. She drives down, kicks it out, puts it up for Dantezza on the outside three-point. Can't get it. Nobody there for the rebound. Kiesel has the ball, and she's going to bring it up the floor. We're down at a minute 32 left to go. Quick pass to Cheyenne. Down to a waiting Kay Gumera, puts it up, can't quite get it. Nice recovery for the rebound there on Nicole, and she holds on to that ball. She absorbs the flying leap of Kay Gumera. And that takes him into a bonus because that was the seventh foul. So that's going to put Nicole Gunderson to the line for one-on-one. There are 1:24 left to go in this fourth period. Nicole has the ball, steadies down, puts it up off the iron, comes off the back. Can't quite keep control, but the Raiders have the ball. They salvage that one, even though they're off balance. They kick it out, and here comes Kiesel. She's running the point guard now. Give Marina Olsen a chance to sit down and rest a little bit. Not that she needs the rest, but just giving some time, playing time to these other players. Nice move by Coach Julie. Alana Kachutin at the top in the center. She feeds it over to Cheyenne. Julie's going to dribble across and get it down to Kiesel. She feeds it into a number 11 on the post, and she's going to go up and get guarded by Nicole Gunderson, who's a young player, doesn't know how to keep her arms straight up. So she's going to catch too much arm action there. It's going to put number 11, Kay Gumera, to the line for two. Score is 28-47. Now it is 28-49. Nice shot by Kay Gumera at the free throw line. We have Louisa Siemens going to sit down, and I believe I'll tell you who came in, but I believe that was number 33. Yes, number 33, Alyssa Tungo, came on board. Nice second shot by Kay Gumera, and that one goes in. It's 28-49, and we're down to 45 seconds left to play in this opportunity. Bad pass by Desiree Mobag goes right into the hands of number 33, Alyssa Tungo. She grabs that ball and pitches it forward quickly. And here come the Raiders. We're down to 30 seconds left to play in this contest. And moving the ball, trying to work it down in. They're not too worried about another score, but the girls on the floor definitely want to work the ball. And we've got a key violation there. Too many ball was on the left side of the key, and the girls on the right side kept hedging in, and they spent too much time. So here we have Peyton Stroud. She almost gets called for traveling, but she gets rid of the ball. We're down to 18 seconds left to go. Dantezza has the ball. She feeds Peyton, goes through Peyton's hand, quickly picked up by Kiesel. Kiesel's running through traffic, weaving back around, comes out to the top. We're down to 5 seconds. They're going to get one final shot if they work it. A nice swat away by Dantezza, and that's going to be 2 seconds left to go. They're one at the buzzer, not quite long enough. And that's the end of the game, 28-49, in favor of the Unalaska Raiders. What a great game. Nicely done by the ladies. Great basketball. There will be another game on here tomorrow. I believe it's at 10 a.m. And it will be one more time for the Unalaska Raiders and the Sandpoint Eagles to square off on the hardwood. Well, once again, this has been Pastor Scott Morgan broadcasting here at the Sandpoint Gym for 89.7 KUCB-FM. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all your support out there to the sponsors making these broadcasts happen. I know the girls on each team are congratulating one another, and we as each community really appreciate the opportunity to broadcast and share these games around so you can enjoy them when your team is away from home. Annie, I'm going to pass it off to you and tell you thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
And good luck with all things. This is Pastor Scott Morgan saying goodnight. Give you the last word.
All right. Good night. Thanks again.
You betcha.
And Raiders basketball game. Raiders basketball coverage is made possible by Horizon Lines, Alaska's number one domestic shipping company. Horizon Lines serves the needs of Alaskans statewide with weekly vessels calling Anchorage, Kodiak, Dechaper, and Tacoma. Good luck, Raiders. Do I read that? Whatever. And by the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, securing jobs on the waterfront for over 80 years. The winning score was, if you missed it, 49-28, going to the Lady Raiders. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning at 10:30. We will have another basketball game, of course. And yeah, I think it's halftime over at the boys' games right now. I'm not sure of the score. Last time I heard it was the boys were, our Raider boys were winning. But yeah, so if you're tuning into this and you're not at the boys' games, just head on over to the boys' games or something. Whatever. Do what you want. And yeah, tune in tomorrow. Have a good weekend. And we're going back to our regular radio programming. Okay, bye.